Weird AF News, where weirdos come to raise an eyebrow or two or get a few laughs, with your host, Comedian Jonesy.
A man stabbed 13 times by his girlfriend proposes to her in court. A porn star turned pastor says she wants everyone to experience the love of God. And a bizarre ear condition makes a woman unable to hear men's voices at all. These are some of the weird stories that Jonesy's going to be covering today on your favorite news station / podcast, Weird AF News. Thanks for listening. Here we go. A man was stabbed 13 times by his girlfriend and then proposed to her in court. This is out of Russia. Nizhnekamsk. Did I say it right? Nizhnekamsk, Russia. A Russian man popped the question to his girlfriend as she faced prison time in court for stabbing him 13 times. What a lucky number of stabbings. 13. According to the Daily Mail, the man named Shakur was nearly murdered after his girlfriend stabbed him multiple times in a frantic knife attack. Shakur was eventually able to get away and needed 3 weeks to recover from stab wounds all over his body. The woman, who was not identified, pleaded guilty to the incident, but said she was drunk at the time, and she did not intend to kill her boyfriend. I don't think in Russia you can use the "I was drunk" excuse for anything. I mean, aren't they constantly drunk over there? Yes, it's just vodka for breakfast, vodka for lunch. What's for dinner? More vodka. I'm drunk all the time. DUIs? Pfft, 17 DUIs. How many have you got? Oh, only 4? Ha ha ha. No, I seriously feel like everybody in Russia is drunk all the time. They're like Canadians. So to say that you were drunk is your excuse for doing something in Russia, that ain't gonna fly. This is a crime of passion. I'm surprised she didn't cut his willy off, which is what you ladies have been doing. Whenever there's a knife involved in a domestic dispute, as far as my data shows me, doing Weird AF News now for over a year, my data shows that when the knife is involved, there's usually genitalia cutting going on. Genitalia removal, or at least the attempt to do so. She just went for the stabs. She's like, nah, I'm just going to do the stab thing. It's too hard to get the jeans off. And then she faced 6 years in prison, by the way. The man proposed to her and begged the judge not to send her to jail. Please, judge, do not send my shishka to jail. The judge reportedly postponed a decision on the sentencing until a future hearing. Can't he, like, he can, like, drop the charges, right? Isn't that how it goes? I want all charges dropped. Maybe he was like, I want all the charges dropped. And the judge was like, no, that's not convincing enough. He's like, all right, screw it. Will you marry me? The judge is like, all right, you clearly want the charges dropped. You love her. That's freaking crazy. In the middle of court, can you imagine? I don't even know what you do with this as a juror. If you're like a juror on this case, what do you do? Sir, would you like to drop the charges? Drop them? I want to marry the bitch. I could tell she loved me by the way she stabbed me 13 times in an attempt to kill me so no other woman would have me. That's love right there, you know? Well, at least she didn't cut off my penis. Huh? That seems to be the, that seems to be what's going on recently. But she didn't. No. She let me live with my penis. Shakur, what a... that's like... That doesn't seem like a... That sounds like the name of a rapper to me. This is a Russian rapper. You know, I always think that Russian women are so beautiful. You know, you always hear... You see photos. They're like, oh, they're all 6 feet tall. They all look like models. Yeah, well, apparently they're pretty crazy over there, too. So I don't know if I'm going to get down with any Russian ladies anytime soon. They'll slice your throat. For real. You can't mess with a Russian woman. Are you crazy? Messing with a Russian woman? Should go KGB on my ass. Jonesy, I saw you liking other women's photos on Instagram. Who is this woman? Jonesy, don't lie. I've had lots of vodka today. As you see, I now have my machete. Are you going to tell truth? Do I need to chop off your genitalia today? That was a combination Russian-German accent. I can't promise I got the best accents. I'm just giving it the old college try, though, because I feel like you weirdos are worth it. At least some effort here. If you do a better Russian accent, you call in. By the way, any Russian women out there, please call Weird AF News and tell. Please explain to me how crazy you guys are. I really want to get to the bottom of this. A porn star turned pastor says she wants everyone to experience the love of God. Please experience. I mean, experience it. Crystal DeGregorio Bassett was in the adult film industry for 10 years, had a lucrative career as Nadia Hilton, her stage name, working for every big-name porn company. But today, she's a Christian counselor on the worship team and a full-time paralegal in upstate New York. She wants her story to be an inspiration to others who want to change their path in life. You want to get out of porn? Well, don't think that you can't look to religion as a way out. That's the message she wants to put out there. I did a story about a woman who went the other way. She went from being a nun to a porn star. This woman's going from being a porn star to a pastor. It's pretty crazy. She's 34 years old. DeGregorio Bassett calls herself the first porn star to become a pastor. She probably is. When I was in porn, my life was all about being a sex object, she told the news. Now I focus on helping people. Well, you kind of were helping people with your porn as well, I gotta tell you, because some of us are really lonely. It's a unique position, she said. There are salacious videos of me online that will never go away, but, you know, it helps that people know she won't judge them. Anybody feels that they can come to me, and that's what I like about this job. It's kind of like your old job, though, because everybody felt they could also come to you. That's not right. Jonesy, you've crossed the line on Weird AF News. Is there a line? Is there on Weird AF News? I feel like there isn't. And if there is, it's meant to be crossed, my weirdos. Crystal goes on to say, they can talk to me openly and not have to worry about me judging them. We all do wrong. Nobody's perfect. It didn't matter if you've been saved your whole life or you walk into my church with full-on tattoos. I accept them for who they are. I don't attack them. That's lovely. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to confess to somebody or talk to someone about your issues and you feel that you've done some bad stuff, yet their career used to be in porn, I mean, how good do you feel about sharing at that point? Of course she's not going to judge you. She's been in porn. She's been through it, you know? Plus, she's probably a beautiful pastor. I mean, I don't normally go to church, but if she was leading it, I would be there. I'm kidding. I have respect for my religious leaders. I really do. You're going to see photos of her, too. She's dashing. This article goes on to give the history of what happened. It all started on Easter Sunday when she found herself weeping at the altar. She was in an abusive relationship at the time, and she said God released her of that in a moment she recalls as a, quote, miracle. God removed the veil from my eyes. I started looking at the world differently. I noticed how much people were being hurt by the porn industry, and I never really thought of it before that. She was making $30,000 a month. She owned a $10 million mansion in Malibu and a Ferrari and a nightclub and two Escalades and a house in Oswego. She flew from New York to Vegas to Los Angeles to do films and mainstream events. Wow, she was killing it. But then she realized, hey, money ain't everything. God slowly started convincing her. And eventually she reached a point where she couldn't live that way anymore. I decided that I wanted to help people and stop hurting people. I was blind and now I can see. Wow, she's amazing. She ended up filing bankruptcy. The money went away. She's lost jobs after employers found out she was a former porn star and her son has been bullied because of it. Etc., etc. This is a long article about what happened to her, and I'm not going to really get into it because we don't have time for that on Weird AF News. But just know that she looked to God and she flipped the switch on her whole life. And she wants you to know that God will put you through things to make you stronger, and you just can't ever give up. You need to leave your past behind. Your rearview mirror in your car is small for a reason, and your windshield is much larger because the future is bigger than your past. Damn, she's really preaching. She's great. I love her outlook. It's really, really cool. Hey, you know, sometimes there's some feel-good stories on Weird AF News. You know, you go, hey, feeling good about it. Maybe you're out there. Maybe you're doing some porn on the side or whatever you might be doing. I don't know what you're into. Well, just know that, you know, you got a big windshield in front of you. And I don't know what that means, but it's something. Something. A bizarre ear condition makes woman unable to hear men's voices. A rare ear condition has left a woman only able to hear women's voices. The woman from Xiamen, China, on the East Coast, knew something was wrong when she woke up and couldn't hear her boyfriend's voice. That must have been a bizarre conversation. I'm sure he didn't believe her at all. Like, I asked you, what's for breakfast? What would you like for breakfast? Can you please answer me? Are you ignoring me? I asked you, you want bacon or sausage? Are you ignoring me, honey? The night before, the patient, only identified by her last name, Chen, heard some ringing in her ears. Her ears were ringing and she vomited. The next morning, an ear, nose, and throat specialist told her that she had a form of low-frequency hearing loss known as reverse-slope hearing loss. This meant she was unable to hear lower-frequency sounds, including the average male voice. Oh, I see. That explains why she can hear women's voices, but not... Well, I mean, not all women's voices.
Some women talk like this, you know? You ever been to these women? They smoke Marlboro Reds.
So she can't hear low voices. She can't hear... She obviously can't hear any of Barry White's music. That's a shame, because I love Barry White. Now, a woman doctor who treated her said the patient was able to hear her when she spoke, but couldn't hear a male patient. Doctors believe the condition was brought on by stress, as Ms. Chen had worked late and was not sleeping enough before her hearing deteriorated. That's crazy! The stuff that happens from stress, man, all your hair can fall out. You could have a heart attack. You could obviously lose your part of your hearing. I mean, stress is real killer, man. Guys, please, whatever it takes for you not to be stressed, do it. I don't know what it is. Go get a massage. You know, put on some Yanni. Smoke a J. Whatever you got to do not to be stressed, do it, man. Because the side effects of stress are just... I mean, I'm finding new ones all the time. They're really surprising, and they're quite drastic sometimes. Reverse sloping hearing loss is a form of sensory neural hearing loss. The term describes the shape of a hearing test audiogram of those who can't hear low frequencies. High frequency hearing loss, where sufferers are unable to hear the voices of women or children, is actually more common. In this condition, the plot of the audiogram runs from the upper left-hand corner of the graph and travels downward like a ski slope. In reverse sloping hearing loss, the shape of the audiogram runs in the exact opposite direction. Only around 3,000 people in North America are affected by this rare condition. My goodness. As well as struggling to hear low-frequency voices, those with this condition can find it tough to make out voices on the phone, as noises like the hum of a refrigerator, or a thunderclaps. This can put sufferers in danger, as they may not hear noises like oncoming cars. Oh, imagine. This is not good. According to the World Health Organization, some 466 million people across the world are affected by some form of disabling hearing loss. By 2050, that figure is expected to hit over 900 million. A range of factors can cause hearing loss, including hereditary diseases, infections, certain drugs, aging, and exposure to loud noises. Also stress, which the article doesn't say at the end, but I'm telling you, stress could do it. I don't know if I have any listeners there that have a hearing situation. I know I have some listeners who have some sort of impaired vision, like Michael in Iowa City, and there's a few others as well. But anybody have some sort of hearing loss? Please call into Weird AF News. I'd love to hear from you. And you can tell me what can I do to make this thing more listenable. I don't know if there's some sort of there might be some technology that you're using to hear this. I would be curious to find out if there is how you would hear the podcast. Do you have an app that sort of transcribes the audio podcast into something you can read, maybe? I'm curious to know. Anybody with a hearing impaired that listen to Weird AF News, please call. Email me. Whatever you got to do. You can call. You can email me. Whatever you... come by. I'll give you my address. Shit. So the number is 646-450-2012, or my email address is funnyjones@gmail.com. I'll let you know some other ways in which you can get a hold of me in the next segment. And lastly, all I want to say about this is I would imagine some women would be very pleased to have this condition. In fact, if their boyfriend is completely annoying. You know, some of us, sometimes you're just annoyed by everything your boyfriend has to say. And in that case, you would love to have this condition, I'm sure, right? I mean, you're just tired. This guy just all the time just won't shut up. Please, would you shut up? Oh, I wish I had a condition where I could not hear you talk because you say stupid things and you never stop talking. I think a few of my girlfriends have thought that about me. I really have been known to run my gums. I always say that, one-fourth to one-fifth of the things I say are pretty funny, so it's kind of worth it, but, you know, other people don't agree. I want to thank Nikki Thompson for sending me an email saying, "The best song with flat in it is definitely Bad Religion's Flat Earth Society. Also, I live in North Carolina, and after hearing your story about the Bigfoot sightings that turned out to be a statue, I'm going to make a trip just to see it. Good shit. Love your podcast. It keeps me laughing." Thank you, Nikki. Please send me photos and video of your Bigfoot sighting. And in case you guys were wondering why she told me that there's a song called Flat Earth Society. I covered a story about the Flat Earth's cruise that's going to be happening, and I was wondering if there was a song that had flat in it, and apparently there's a Flat Earth song, so here it goes. The Flat Earth Society by Bad Religion. Also, I was like, for the hell of it, is there a song about flat chests? I don't know, I was just curious, and there's a song called The Flat-Chested Girl. It's in Japanese. Here it goes. What they're saying is, flat, flat, smooth and flat. Flat, flat, flat as a pancake. Flat, flat, flat-chested. Today, I'll sneakily hide in the trees again and keep stalking Reimu, whoever that is. I'll wait and steal some of the bean buns and sacred wines from the offerings. What does this have to do with a flat chest? Anyways, that was really weird, right? I had to play it. It was so bizarre. I love that. Thanks for the email. I got another email from, here we are, Elizabeth Miller, who says, "Jonesy, I absolutely love your Weird AF news. I am a stay-at-home mom of two, and I listen to your podcast every morning on my Google Home while my kids run around like banshees. So thank you for making me laugh every morning. You go great with a cup of coffee." Oh, thank you. "Also, as a former Floridian now living in Georgia, it's nice to look back at all the weirdos I left behind, although Georgia has our fair share. The stupidity here can outweigh Florida's on some days, actually. But the violence here is much crazier. From working in downtown Miami and now living in the suburbs of Georgia, I've actually seen more break-ins and murders firsthand than I ever did in Miami. But weird shit, Miami still wins. All the best." Thank you, Elizabeth. It's funny to hear that you experience more crime in the suburbs of Georgia than downtown Miami. Because downtown Miami, that's like the club capital of the world, right? I'd imagine everybody's on drugs. Everybody's wasted and on drugs, right, in downtown Miami? I'm assuming. I don't know. I've never been. Gotta go, though. That would be pretty cool. What else? Announcements? No announcements. Tomorrow's Florida Fridays, so you're going to want to be around for that shit. And I'm going to actually have a Floridian with me when I do that show, so maybe we can get some feedback from her on Florida. Looking forward to that. If you guys want to check out my Patreon, I'd love that. It's patreon.com/weirdafnews, and it's just a way that you can support Weird AF News with $1 a month. I mean, $2 a month, or, you know, you can get involved and support Jonesy's coffee habit. Lastly, if you want to send me a note or anything, I'd love to hear from y'all, as always. It's funnyjones@gmail.com. You can call 646-450-2012, or you can DM me at funnyjones on Instagram, at funnyjones on Twitter, and on Facebook, it's Comedian Jonesy. Thank you.